Thank you for listening to the Ablaze Church Sermon Podcast. Our purpose at Ablaze is to love God, love others, follow Jesus, and tell others. If you are looking for a church home in the Tulsa area, we'd love to have you join us for worship on Saturdays at 6:30 p.m. or Sundays at 10:30 a.m. For more information, please visit our website at ablazechurch.org.
I'm going to tell you about something that happened to me years ago. I was with some friends from seminary on Lake Tenkiller. Ever been on Lake Tenkiller? That's a beautiful lake. Well, we were there through the invitation of a friend who let us use their house, and we were on the water, and it looked like it was going to rain, so we came in and went into the house, and boy, the rain came down. It got real dark. No lightning, though, just thick clouds. And when evening came, it was so dark. And then the electricity went out. And I kid you not, you know, the old saying, you couldn't see your hand in front of your face. Well, I couldn't. Nobody could. And we were in a strange house. And it's amazing when you can't see anything. It was black as can be. And so all we could rely upon was touch. And so we groped around this house for 1 hour, looking for a match, a candle, or a flashlight. We couldn't find any of those. And the only way we could tell where somebody was by listening. We could hear them walk, or when they spoke, and all of a sudden they'd be right in front of you, or we'd reach out and touch one another. After an hour, the power came back on and we could see. Now, why do I tell you this story? Because that experience in my life made me appreciate a little more the value of sight. An experience relying on something other than sight, touch, and hearing. Well, today, we're going to take a closer look at two men who were blind, but yet they were able to see something that all of them around them, who had perfectly good eyes, could not see. Let's dig into this story a little more. If you would open up your Bibles once again, just follow along. Let me give you the background. Jesus is having a long day of healing. A father comes running up to him before this event named Jairus. And he says, listen, Jesus, my daughter, 12 years old, has just died. Will you come quickly and touch her? And she will live. And Jesus said, okay. And off they're running to go to the house of this father who has a little girl that died. And on the way, there's this crowd of people, and they're all trying to get to Jesus. And in the crowd, there's a woman who's had a blood flow for 12 years. And she says to herself, if I can just touch his garment, if I can just touch Jesus, I'll be healed. And she touches Jesus, and she's healed. And Jesus stops with a big crowd and says, power has left me. And the disciples, you know, somebody touched me. And the disciples are like, really? Look around. There's so many people. And once they clear that all up and find the woman, off to the house where the girl dies, they go. And there are people mourning. And Jesus says, stop your mourning. She's only sleeping. And they laugh at Jesus and they mock him. Jesus goes into the house privately and he doesn't say a word. He just touches the girl and she regains her life. She is resurrected. Wow. So now Jesus is leaving that house. He's tired. He wants to go home. Ever had a tough day at work? And all you're thinking about is, I can't wait to get home. Well, let's pick up the story with Jesus. And as Jesus passed on from there, two blind men follow him, crying aloud. They want Jesus to hear him. And what did they cry? Have mercy on us, son of David. Do you see what the others did not see? I don't believe you see it. Kind of like the lemons. Sometimes seeing can distort things. See, according to the world, seeing is believing. According to the Bible, believing is seeing. Yeah. If seeing is believing, then every magic show you go to, you better believe that's actual true. Here are two blind men who see by believing. They believe, and therefore they see. But what you may not see is what they see. Listen to what they say. Have mercy on us. First and foremost, we know that they see themselves as sinners. To have mercy is to ask God Almighty to give you what you don't deserve. See, justice is to give you what you deserve. And we all deserve justice, right? But it is God who offers mercy to give us something we don't deserve. They saw themselves as sinners. Because the message of Jesus was, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. Have mercy on us. But here's their vision. You ready? Son of David. They don't say Jesus. They call him Son of David. That is a messianic title to the Messiah, to the Savior, who when he comes, if you know the Old Testament, he's going to be the Son of David. Where others questioned because they could see, who is this that the wind and the waves listen to? Let's take a moment and try to hear what these blind men might have heard, because they didn't see anything. This is what they heard. Did you hear about Jairus's daughter? Dead, raised. Did you hear about the woman who 12 years struggled? She was healed. They could have remembered, the two of them together. Hey, you remember in our training, in our schooling about the Messiah? That when the Messiah comes, he'll be the Son of David. He will be the Son of Man, God Almighty on earth. And we're told by the prophets that the lame will walk, the dead will be raised. And can you see one grabbing the other? And the blind will see. Let's go and find the Messiah, the Son of David. And off they went, groping and moving, and came into that house. You see, they didn't rely on their sight. They relied on their other senses, especially what they heard. Faith cometh through hearing. While all the others wondered, they saw something through the eyes of faith. Believing first, and then they saw. Notice what happens, though. When he entered the house, the blind man came in, and Jesus said to them, do you believe that I am able to do this? Have you ever wondered what's the difference between believing and faith? You believe when you go to the airport, that airplane can fly. You believe it can take off. You believe it can land. Now, to buy a ticket and to get on that airplane is faith. Okay? Faith moves you to where or what you believe. Fear repels you, takes you away from what you might see. Faith moves us closer. Fear, unbelief, moves us away. They heard things like, never in all of Israel has anything like this happened. And they couldn't wait to find Jesus. Do you believe? Now listen to what happens. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Then he touched their eyes, saying, according to your faith, be it done to you. That which has moved you. Let me tell you what the Bible says. Even demons believe and shudder. They have fear. They want to run away from Jesus. Faith draws you nearer. According to your faith, be it done to you. And their eyes were open, and Jesus sternly warned them, see that no one knows about it. But they went away and spread his fame throughout all the district. They didn't listen to him. Why do you think he warned them sternly? Don't tell anyone. The reason Jesus did this is because everybody wants to concentrate on miracles. Jesus wanted people to concentrate on his message. And his message was this, repent, for the kingdom of God is at hand. The Messiah has come, and I am he, I am. Where people want to focus on miracles. Jesus did not come to do miracles. Jesus came to die for you and for you and for me, for our sins. And the miracles that he did just validated who he was. But he didn't come to do miracles. He came to die. Jesus dying on the cross, that is God Almighty dying for you, was not a miracle. It was a payment, a divine payment for all the sins of the world. Now, Jesus rising on the third day, that was a miracle. The greatest miracle of all, and our faith is based upon that. But Jesus did not come to do miracles. He came to save us through his death and resurrection. Yeah. So Jesus warns them, listen, don't be spreading about miracles. Spread the message. Let people know about what I've been saying. Now, it's a long day. And now he wants to get some rest. And something else happens. As they were going away, the two blind men who could now see, behold, a demon-oppressed man who was mute was brought to him. And when the demon had been cast out, the mute man spoke. And the crowds marveled, saying, never was anything like this seen in Israel. Really? Then do you believe? Mm-mm. They could see. The Pharisees could see. But the Pharisees said, he cast out demons by the prince of demons. They believed a lie. Wow. What can we learn from these two short passages in the Bible about two miracles? Well, I'm going to ask you a question, and I believe it's something Jesus would ask if he could stand before all of us here this morning. Yeah. Do you believe? Or let me pinpoint it. Do you believe what Jesus says? What do you believe? Or are you tempted by the world? Unless I see it, I won't believe. You see, what you believe is very important. Do you believe that Jesus is God Almighty? 100% man and 100% God. He is the Son of Man and the Son of God. Do you believe that? If you believe that, that is not divine. Your faith is divine. Your faith is what the Holy Spirit has created in your life. And you know you have faith because it will move you. Faith always moves you. Faith without movement is dead. And what will faith do? It'll move you to talk to Jesus. Remember the father? He couldn't wait to talk to Jesus. My son, my daughter is dead. Faith will move you to act on your belief and reach out and touch God. Like the woman who said, if I just touch the garment, I will be healed. And she reached out and touched God. As a Christian, we believe that we can touch God. Faith will move you, no matter what the obstacle, to go into the house where Jesus is. Faith will move you to come to God's house to be healed. Faith will move you to realize that Jesus is the answer to everything, that he's the one that's three-dimensional. See, in Christianity, we believe in a three-dimensional God, that we can talk to God, we can touch God, and he can touch us. That's where word and sacrament ministry comes in. Do you realize you don't need eyes to believe in Jesus Christ? Faith cometh through hearing. You can talk to God, and he talks to you through the Holy Spirit that's within. You can literally be touched by God. He touches you through his Spirit, through the Word. He touches you at your baptism. If you're here this morning, if you're listening to me and you've been baptized, God reached down from heaven and he touched you and he claimed you as his own. He made you an heir of the kingdom of heaven. He washed away your sins personally, and he gave you the gift of the Holy Spirit if you did not have the Holy Spirit already. Through our baptism, God touches us. What do you believe? He who has been baptized into Christ have been buried into Christ. What do you believe? Do you believe you can talk to God and touch God? Unless you eat my flesh and drink my blood, you have no life in you. This is my body. This is my blood. What do you believe? We believe in three dimensions. There's the physical, there's the mental, but yes, there is the spiritual, and that's as real to us as anything else, beyond the five senses. I also want you to think about this. You ever wonder why people do not believe when you believe? People are more apt to disbelieve. You know why? Faith moves you away from God. The lack of faith moves you away from God. When you don't believe, you get away from God. And way out here, you can't be disappointed. If you do not believe there is a God, then you can't be disappointed by him. Think about it. People don't want to get disappointed. And if God doesn't do what they want them to do, they're disappointed. So if they don't believe there is a God, so believing in the Big Bang, evolution, the survival of the fittest, you can't be disappointed. Somebody kills somebody, well, that's just the way it is. It's like the man who was deep in thought and he was so depressed. And his friend walked up and said, boy, you're so deep in thought and you're so depressed. How come? He says, well, I'm thinking about my future. He says, what about your future makes you so depressed? He goes, my past. Yeah. Hey, if life is terrible, people are terrible, and then you die, you can't be surprised. Everything is bad, meaningless, meaningless, meaningless. But if you're a Christian, life will disappoint you. People will disappoint you. Maybe God won't even do what you think he should do, and that might disappoint you, but you'll never be disappointed in Jesus because he loves you. And you can communicate with him. You can touch him, and he will touch you. You see, as a Christian, we're never disappointed in our God when life disappoints us. Our faith moves us closer to Jesus, to want to read his word, to come to his house, to be healed by him. See, there's people out there who have eyes, but they do not believe or even see. As Jesus said, now you understand. They have eyes, but they do not see. They have ears, but they do not hear. Believing is seeing. I've got a question for you. What do you believe? Now, you started out this way. I'm going to end my sermon this way. You're all my object lesson now, okay? I'm going to ask you to do me a favor. Close your eyes. Shut them. Just close your eyes and imagine you are blind. All right. Now I'm going to take away the sense of touch. You no longer can feel anything. And I'm going to tell you where I'm putting you. Now you're in a coffin. It's enclosed, but you can't feel that. It's dark. You can't see that. You cannot taste. You cannot smell. Those are removed from your life. Now you are all alone. You can't see. You can't taste. You can't smell. You can't feel. The only sense you have left is hearing. Hear these words with the eyes of faith. I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even though he dies, yet shall he live. And if he lives and believes in me, he will never die. And then Jesus said, do you believe this? Now open your eyes. What do you believe? Do you believe that Jesus can do this? I pray you do. Amen.